are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful music here on the Mid-Morning Empowerment, and that brings us to the end of our music takeover, leading us straight into our mental health chat. And we're still talking about anxiety, and so we're joined one last time, unfortunately, by Perlene Coughlin from the Vista Clinic. Perlene, good morning and welcome. I'm feeling so sad that this is our last chat.
Yes, good morning again. Good morning to our listeners. Can you imagine where has the time gone, and here we are with our last session.
Imagine. Anyway, well, it's the last one for now. Let's just say for now.
But yes, it's been
such a blessing having you on. So we have one last conversation. We're talking about building long-term resilience against anxiety. Now, short-term coping mechanisms are useful, but what about long-term resilience? Some people seem to handle stress better than others. They bounce back stronger, even in the face of adversity. But is resilience something that we're born with, or is it something that we can develop over time? The good news is, like a muscle, resilience can be trained, helping individuals manage anxiety more effectively in the long run. And so today, Perlene, you're going to be speaking to us about what are some of the key habits that will foster resilience and how they can be incorporated into our daily lives. So what are some of those key traits of mentally resilient individuals?
You know, Bongi, mentally resilient individuals, they show a combination of psychological, emotional, and behavioral traits which can help them navigate through adversity. And a few of them are, for example, you'll see those people have good emotional regulation, so they can manage stress and anxiety and frustration without being overwhelmed by it. They also have a very good self-awareness, so they understand their emotions, their strengths, they know what the areas of development are. And, you know, when we know this, when we are more self-aware, we are actually able to make better decisions. And this is what we'll see with resilient individuals as well. They are very optimistic, but they're also very real or practical. In other words, they maintain a very positive outlook, but they remain grounded in reality. And this is one key thing that also helps them, you know, to make those big decisions. They are very adaptable as well. They can easily adapt to new circumstances and changing ones. And when a setback happens, they won't focus on the setback. They'll acknowledge it, but then they'll move forward as well. And they have what we call healthy boundaries. This is very important when it comes to being resilient. So they protect their mental well-being by setting and enforcing personal boundaries, and they're very aware of their boundaries. They enforce their boundaries. In other words, they are also assertive. They don't mind reminding people about their boundaries as well. And they have good problem-solving skills. They face challenges, you know, with proactively looking at them. And they're also very logical about things. So they like to analyze information and see how things will work out. But they can solve the problem. They work it out. And then also people who are resilient have a growth mindset. You know, sometimes when we look at anxiety, it's not easy to see yourself as someone that is able to grow or develop. But someone who is resilient, they can view the failures and say, okay, this has been a setback, but it's a temporary one. And they look for opportunities actually to learn and improve. So those are some of the things that we'll see with people who are mentally resilient, Bongi.
All right. And then let's talk about regular exercise. We've talked a lot about self-care and these healthy habits that we should be building. How exactly does regular exercise contribute to long-term anxiety management?
So firstly, Bongi, it helps us to regulate the stress hormone. You know, if exercise helps us to reduce the cortisol and adrenaline levels, and we've spoken about it before. But it also increases our endorphins, the happy hormones, and those are the ones that boosts our natural mood. So it gives us a kick, in other words. So it's very good when you look at, you know, just regulating our hormones. And then it also improves neurotransmitter balance. So physical activity increases our serotonin and our dopamine, and also our GABA levels, which are very important when it comes to mood regulation and anxiety. I think I mentioned before in one of our sessions, we need GABA hormones to actually help us to reduce our symptoms of anxiety. And also exercise is very important because it enhances brain function. So you'll find that, you know, the brain's ability to adapt and rewire itself, it actually becomes more effective, or it increases. And this can also help reduce our thought patterns, in those thought patterns that create so much of anxiety for us. Also, it improves our sleep. I'm not sure if you've ever exercised, Bongi, or had a good run, and just feel this when you sleep, you have such great sleep quality.
Oh, yes.
It definitely helps with better sleep quality. And it also boosts our self-confidence. You know, when you exercise, you immediately, even if you don't look in the mirror, you just know that you look good.
Mm.
So it boosts our self-confidence as well. You can meet people, so there's social interaction as well. And it gives us a sense of control, you know, because there's a routine that we engage in. And you know, for example, you know, if you want to build these muscles, you have control over that. If you want to be fit in a certain month, it gives us a sense of control as well. And that also boosts our confidence at the same time.
I love that. I really love that. When you talk about exercise, I think there's so many benefits to exercise that a lot of people don't recognize. Exercise for such a long time was seen as a thing that you do when you're trying to lose weight.
Yes.
But when you
absolutely
experience all these other benefits that you're talking about, you're like, oh, this goes so much further than just that, and it's a beautiful thing to have the gift of movement.
Yes, absolutely, Bonga. And you know what? You don't have to go to the gym.
Exactly.
You can do it in your backyard.
Exactly.
You can walk around the block in your road. You know, you can walk in a park. It's not something that you have to do in a very particular environment. You can actually just do it anyway.
Yeah.
And this is what makes it so beautiful as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then can strong support system help in building resilience? Is it, do you have to kind of do this on your own? Or is there a role that the community around you also plays?
Yes, you know, Bongi, a strong support system is crucial for building resilience because it helps with emotional support. You know, having people around you just to listen and to validate your feelings and also just offer encouragement, that helps to reduce stress, and it also fosters emotional stability. And we'll find that, for example, friends and family and mentors, they can give us practical assistance in terms of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell us or even help us to find resources should we need them. It also creates a sense of belonging, you know. So if you're part of a support system, you feel that you're connected. And once again, you know, you don't feel that you've been isolating, and it actually also promotes our self-worth. Sometimes when you look at, you know, a social support system, it helps us to gain different perspectives in solving problems. If you think about anxiety, once again, sometimes we're so focused on this one thing, we become so anxious about this one thing, and we try to figure it out all by ourselves. But if I have people who support me, it can actually help me get alternative viewpoints, to look at a problem from different angles, and maybe, you know, find even more effective ways of solving the problem. With this also, you know, when you have other people, they can encourage you to grow. Wow. There's one big thing that I always like when people are involved in a support network, is that you become accountable, and there's stability in all of this in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because they will encourage you with healthy habits and self-care, but they will also check with you. You know, have you been doing this? So that's why, you know, becoming involved in a support or having a strong support system is extremely important when it comes to resilience.
Sure, sure. Beautiful. And then what role would you say gratitude plays in overcoming anxiety?
You know, Bongi, there's a lot of research being done around gratitude at the moment, and I'm so happy that we're discussing this. I always say the more people know about gratitude, the better.
Mm.
And the reason for this is very simple. Have you heard how people can complain?
Hey, tell me about
it. And have you heard about how people can complain that there's nothing to complain about? So, you know, gratitude really plays such a significant role in helping to overcome anxiety. And there are various reasons for this. Firstly, it helps us to rewire the brain for positivity. So if you practice gratitude, it strengthens the neural pathways actually associated with positive thinking. And this reduces the brain's tendency to focus on fear and negativity. Can you imagine? And we never think about it that deep, but it actually affects the brain. And the pathways, you know, these neural pathways in terms of how we think. It also reduces our stress and cortisol levels. There's a lot of studies that shows that gratitude lowers cortisol, the stress hormone, which helps to create then a sense of calm.
Mm.
It also encourages mindfulness. If we are grateful or you acknowledge your gratitude, it keeps you present. And it prevents excessive worry about, you know, things that are going to happen in the future or regret about the past and so on. It promotes better sleep as well. And once again as well, Bongi, it increases our self-worth. When we start focusing on the things that we can appreciate about ourselves, the things we have about ourselves, that also plays a big role in terms of, you know, lowering our anxiety levels, because we suddenly have something different to focus on, something important actually as well.
Wow. You know what I love so much about everything that you've shared so far? All of these things are free. They're all free.
Absolutely free, Bongi. And if you want to, you can buy a journal, or I always say a hardcover book works as well.
Yeah.
Mark it private and confidential, and there we go.
Beautiful. Now, what are some daily habits that promote emotional resilience?
Bongi, some of the things we've mentioned them already. I'll just go through them again. Mm-hmm. Is one of them is to practice gratitude, and therefore, you know, it's so important to have a gratitude journal. Yes. Gratitude journals are my absolute favorite. I've been practicing it now for the past 3 years already. Just a gratitude journal, and each day, just write down three things which you are grateful for each day, mm-hmm. and express, you know, to also express appreciation to others on a regular basis. And then we've spoken about it just now. To engage in physical activity. This is so important to promote emotional resilience as well. And we've now discussed why, you know, the endorphins that gets released and how we feel better because our mood uplifts and so on.
Yeah.
It's important to develop a mindfulness practice every day. You know, when we deep breathe, it's one of the things that we've mentioned from before as well, because we know by now that mindfulness helps us regulate our emotions. It's important to maintain a consistent sleep routine, especially when we're struggling with anxiety. We've mentioned it before as well. You know, predictability in terms of certain things gives us a sense of control.
Yeah.
And a very big thing, you know, with what we've said from before, Bongi, is also to challenge our negative thoughts.
Okay.
We've spoken about it before. If we engage in irrational thinking, how we can, with CBT, for example, how we can challenge these negative thoughts. Setting healthy boundaries is another one, and also eating healthy. And the last one I want to mention is just to practice self-compassion. Mm. Sometimes I need to remind people constantly in terms of how to be kind to yourself during difficult times, and to treat yourself with the same patience and understanding you would offer a friend. Many of us forget, you know, in terms of taking care of ourselves, that we actually do come first, and we also need to encourage ourselves when we go into these practices to help us becoming more stable and also becoming more healthy.
Beautiful. When you talk about gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal, what exactly are we, what are some of the things that we're focusing on? Does it have to be some big, miraculous, amazing thing that happened in my life? Can it be as simple as having woken up that morning? What exactly qualifies to be entered into my gratitude journal?
Thank you for your question, Bongi. It's such an important one, because the one reason why many people are not doing it is because we think it has to be a great, miraculous thing that's going to appear on television on the 8 o'clock news tonight, and everyone is going to know. It's not about that, Bongi. It's about being grateful just for the breath of life. Mm. If you think about it, so many people go to sleep without any qualms and they never wake up again. Their family don't hear their voice ever again. The fact that we can hear, see, taste, touch, and smell, Bongi, I always say, you know, if you think about when it was COVID, mm-hmm. during COVID, we couldn't see, we couldn't smell, and we couldn't taste anything. And that's for the first time I realized how important it is to say thank you that we can taste and smell. Nice. Because when we had COVID, we couldn't taste food. You know, chocolates was like, no, it tastes like cardboard.
Yeah.
When is it going to change?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really simple things. The weather, for example, you know, sometimes we complain about the weather and then it's very rainy, then it's very hot. But if you think about it, in Africa, we actually do need this type of climate for our crops to grow.
Yeah.
If the crops don't grow, then we don't have exports. If there's no exports, we need to import, which makes everything more expensive. Mm. So, you know, those are the small things that we think, and we may take it for granted, but things that we can be so grateful for.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, Perlene, seeing as this is our last chat on this subject and our last chat for now, I emphasize, what are the key points that as we look back over this past month, very important things that you want to make sure that the listeners take away from this entire subject as we conclude it for today?
Yes, thank you, Bongi. Firstly, it's been a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be with you, Bongi. I've really enjoyed it so much, and it was such a pleasure. And I'm grateful, really, that I could share knowledge around such an important topic. And I'd like to share with our listeners and with you as well, that whoever is struggling out there, just know that you are not alone. That when you realize and recognize these things in yourself, that is standing in your way of your growth, development, and your healing, please, please seek professional help. There are so many ways that you can help. I thought I'd mention it. At Vista Clinic, for example, I'm going to encourage our listeners to look at our website, visit us on Facebook, join our page over there, join us on TikTok, and just so that you can know what we're doing here as well. We have different programs for people where you can be an inpatient, you can be an outpatient, and there are really different programs as we tailor them even to suit people's needs. If someone cannot stay with us for a long time, for example, we look at those where we partially have people here. So important thing is that we need to take care of ourselves. When we recognize that we need help, please, please ask for help. You are not alone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Praline. It's been such a pleasure having you over this past month. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. And in the meantime, please do take care. And many regards to the entire team at Vista Clinic. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bongi. Such a pleasure. Take care.
All right.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.